And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we were listening to, what was that? Beat the World. That was off their demo. So, when we went off the break, Joe had his first Santa Claus experience.
Oh, yes.
And Joe relieved some stress by regaling us
all.
Yes. Shall we do a little boozy or floozy?
Yes, please.
All right, everybody who wants to play, Way and Pip's going to be keeping score. Here's what we're going to do with this one. I'll explain the game. I'm going to give various names of items. You must guess if it is a deviant sexual act, or not deviant sexual act, could be
Woo-hoo!
A regular sexual act, or the name of a type of alcoholic beverage, a mixed drink or something.
Woo-hoo!
Now, if you guess correctly, boozy, that's a drink, you get 1 point. If you guess correctly that it's floozy, you get 1 point. If you get it right, you have the opportunity for bonus points. If you get it right, for instance, and it's floozy, and you guess the sexual act, and you can guess what it is pretty close, you get 3 points.
Wow.
And now for floozy, for every item in the drink, and I'll tell you how many items are in there, you get a point for every item you get correct. So, and we'll give somebody a fabulous prize. Tom's already got our CD. He always wins this shit. So if he wins...
What more can we get this guy? We'll have to buy, like, truck parts and shit.
Well,
for him.
I know Tom has a soft spot in his heart for the police. I know that. And so I'll give him an I Support Pissed Police Ignoring Speeding Tickets t-shirt. And I'll give that to anybody if they want it. Or for the other people that don't have our CD that might want to play, I'll give you our CD. I don't have a lot of them left, but I'll be happy to give it to
you. Just giving away. Yeah, we got a side stack for a Pete 528.
I don't know what that means.
It's trucker talk.
Oh, I had no idea what that meant either.
All right, inside lingo there. So you guys got it? Pip will be keeping score.
Unfortunately, Lisa's on vacation this week. She's one of our tried and true.
Oh.
Yeah.
So is anybody going to play with Tom?
Tom. There's a few anonymous lurkers.
Are they going to play?
I don't know. I just asked them if they want to.
Well, Tom can't win if he's playing against himself.
I know. They're being shy.
Well, I mean, I guess then Tom would go against you guys.
Yeah.
Tom could go against you guys then. That sucks. I mean, thank you guys for listening. You guys should play. It's fun. You get cool stuff.
I know.
Lisa's on vacation. Why do you know that?
Ah, there's one. Because you told me last week.
Oh, okay.
And I actually listened to them.
Somebody else playing?
Yeah, there's Ocean Cucumbers in.
Hey, all right, Ocean Cucumber.
All right.
No, Sheru hasn't been around lately.
I know.
Yeah,
she's okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Boozy or floozy, kids? We got Ocean Cucumber versus Trucker Tom, Pip versus Joe, me versus the world.
The way it should be.
Stupid, turn up the music.
Get ready as we play Boozy or Floozy.
We haven't made a new one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? I think you asked me to, and I said I'd get to it. Apparently, judging by this song, I don't think I ever did.
This was the one with the gefilte fish.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I transferred.
Is it a boozy or a floozy?
I don't think I transferred over to iTunes. Maybe that's what it was. So here we go. We got Ocean's Cucumber.
Ocean Cucumber.
Ocean Cucumber. Trucker Tom. Here we go. The first one. Retro Mingle. Retro Mingle. Is it a boozy or a floozy? Is it a sex act or a drink?
Huh. Retro Mingle.
Retro Mingle. Let me get the Jeopardy music while you kids ponder.
Yeah.
I would like a guess eventually.
And usually you ask Joe and I to alternate which one's going to go
first. Well, since
you're
talking, you can go first.
Okay. Well, I am tending to think...
It's a shock.
It's a... for once, that it is a floozy.
You're guessing floozy.
I am.
Pip is on the board for floozy. Joseph?
I'm going on the board for floozy, too.
Going on the board for floozy.
Yeah. Yes,
going
sir.
On the board for floozy. Mm-hmm. Now we will wait for Ocean Cucumber and Trucker Tom's away.
Well, Ocean Cucumber has weighed in with...
Ocean Cucumber's waiting with boozy.
And so has Tom.
Interesting. Now, Joe's rule of thumb is to do whatever Trucker Tom does.
Yes. Normally, Tom rules at these games.
He's usually
sticking
with a winner. It's like a handicapper.
So Ocean Cucumber and Trucker Tom are on the board for boozy, which would be a drink.
Right.
Pip and Joe are on the board for floozy.
No.
Yeah, Joe said.
I picked Floozy too.
You did.
I picked
Floozy too.
Yeah.
Retro Mingle is a boozy. It is a boozy. It is a drink.
Oh.
So okay. now, Trucker Tom and Ocean Cucumber, you have a chance of getting more points. Let me guess. Let me count how many ingredients are in here, because you get 1 point for each ingredient you name correctly. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 5 ingredients in this drink, so you have an opportunity for 5 points. We'll play the Jeopardy theme music again while you guys can put your things in. Pip will read it. I know there's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah. So you guys can think about what ingredients are in the drink, because you were right.
It's boozy.
Very pleased that I fooled you both.
I know.
That was a good one. Why did you think it was a floozy?
Because of the mingle.
Yeah, retro mingle sounds to me
sounds
like
dirty.
It's like if you're having a threesome, if you're having a threesome and then you go back for seconds.
You know, you can't
That's
argue
nice.
With logic like that, John.
Right?
That is nice.
Right?
Sure, but wrong. But why not?
I thought perhaps it was, you know, they have the term an old fashioned.
Yeah. Well, that's what I, you
retro.
Know. Yeah, retro.
Yeah, you know,
sure.
So I thought maybe it was some kind of sex act. All right, Ocean Cucumber is weighing in with ingredients.
All right.
Now, do you want me to read them, or do we went away for Tom?
Well, I mean, you can read them. I mean, he's in the same chat room. He has eyes.
Yes, he does. Okay. Presumably. Since he's a driver, let's pray to God.
Yeah, so this is Ocean Cucumber. Let me play stop the Jeopardy music.
Okay. All right, now we have, Tom, there are 5 ingredients, so you have to put one more. Ocean Cucumber says, vodka, rum, whiskey, grenadine, and gin.
Okay. Read that back to me.
Okay. Vodka,
mm-hmm.
rum, whiskey, grenadine, and gin.
Okay. And what does Tom say?
Tom says, it's okay if you're just guessing OC. Tom says...
I didn't expect you to know this.
No.
No, you can't be... Wherever you are, we will find you. You see that blackbird over your head? It's a drone. We found Bin Laden. We'll find you. How dare you guess wrong?
We'll have Joe dress up as a very cranky Mr. Boston and come and beat you up.
Mr. Boston.
That sounds dirty. That sounds
I gave her a Mr. Boston.
I guess it was cream-filled. That's what I would guess if it was a Mr. Boston. Trucker Tom's guesses, please.
Rum, vodka, grenadine, Elise, and gin.
Okay. Well, the first ingredient is 1 3/4 ounces of Angostura 1824 rum. So they both got a point for rum.
Oh, rum. Okay.
Second ingredient is 1/4 ounce of coffee liqueur.
Okay.
Then you have a dash of Angostura aromatic bitters.
Okay.
Aromatic bitters, excuse me. Then 1 dash of Angostura, it's a brand, orange bitters.
Okay.
And then a rinse of Pernod.
A rinse.
So they each
How
get...
How precious are they?
So they each get 2 points. They each have picked up 2 points on that.
One for guessing that it was boozy, and
yes.
One for guessing rum.
Yes.
Nice.
And this is how you would make it. You would coat a glass with Pernod. You'd combine the other ingredients with ice in a cocktail shaker and strain into the coated glass. And that's how you make a retro mingle cocktail.
Retro mingle.
We should actually do that one of these shows. We should actually like drink all this stuff.
I know. Okay.
Man, who's going to pay you? Drive home.
Yeah, well, that's going
to... I have pants for everybody, Joe. There's no reason to leave.
That's going to be a day that we do not leave.
No. All right, so they're tied up with 2. Pip and Joe, 0.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you're going to go first on this one.
All right.
Melon dive.
Melon dive.
Boozy or floozy, Joe?
I'm going to go with floozy.
You're going to go with floozy. Pip?
Melon dive.
Melon dive.
I'm going to go with boozy.
You're going to go with boozy. All right. Ocean Cucumber and Trucker Tom, please weigh in on melon dive.
Ocean Cucumber says, sounds like a chick drink.
Ocean Cucumber is going floozy on that one.
Is going chick drink.
I mean, boozy. Excuse me. Boozy.
Boozy.
Boozy. That's why I don't keep score. It's very confusing.
It's confusing enough for me. And... Tom is going with boozy too, so we might have a hope here, Joe.
So they both go. So well, you guys went differently. Joe went floozy.
You did?
Yeah, I went floozy.
Oh God, help me!
Joe went floozy.
Yes, you did.
The melon dive is floozy.
Nice. Ooh,
now okay. Joe gets a point for that.
He does.
Now Joe, for 3 points, if you can explain to us all what the melon dive floozy act is.
I believe it's when you stick your face into a big set of tits.
Give that man 3 points.
Yeah!
Joe on the board.
Yeah, right on.
Have you heard that phrase before?
No, what else could it mean?
they all thought it was a floozy.
Oh. Dive into some melons. Well, I just thought it was too obvious.
Well, this is what they say. My source.
Okay.
There's this pervert in a raincoat. Come here.
I think there was, because I get the list from like one site. It's headbutting a woman's big fat titties. So yeah, Joe was right on point with that.
Headbutting?
4 points for Joe.
Yay.
That's how I say good morning to Mr. Helix.
Yeah. Now you know the proper terminology.
Your melon dive.
Tom is very upset.
Why is
How
Tom...
did I miss that? Shame on me.
You know why? Because melon ball would probably be a drink, and it would probably be a variation of that.
I know. I was thinking it had Midori in it.
Something with Midori. So it's not unusual not to think that way.
No.
Well, yeah, that's why I pick the ones I do. Yeah. I don't say rum and coke. What is it?
That's when you take your dick.
When you screw a Russian broad, you pour cocaine on her tits, and you look at her. Very good. Another 3 point. You know.
I don't say sticking a finger in an ass. What do you? What is it? Boozy or floozy? There's names for it.
It's not covered on your plan.
I don't like my cocktails that way.
Damn you, Obamacare.
The copay.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I think we are.
Pip will go first on this one.
Okay.
Boozy or floozy, gobstopper.
Oh, I'm thinking that's got to be a floozy.
You're thinking floozy.
I am. Of course. Well, yeah, I'm always thinking floozy, but on the game, too. I'm thinking floozy.
I'm thinking boozy.
You're thinking boozy?
I'm thinking boozy.
All right, Ocean Cucumber and Trucker Tom, boozy or floozy? Gobstopper.
They're thinking.
I know. There's a delay. And listen, these are not easy questions.
No, they're not. You really do have to ponder.
These are the things that our leaders wonder and stay up late about thinking.
I would be if I was a leader.
I mean, that's why you're not.
staring out on the East Lawn. Is that boozy or floozy?
Everyone but me said boozy.
Everyone but you said boozy. You said floozy.
I did.
Why did you say floozy?
I was thinking, well, I mean, it had gob means mouth.
It certainly does.
But I was thinking it could mean a gob of something.
Okay.
So I went, oh, I think that's tricky, that it could be a gob of something instead of like something to do with your mouth. So that's why I went with floozy.
And Joe?
It sounds like a drink that was made with all sorts of different liquors.
Sure, because of the candy.
Right. So a gobstopper. So that's where.
Well, unfortunately, only one person between Pip and Joe can be correct.
And?
And the person who got it correct is Pip Helix. Floozy.
Amigo.
Pip is on the board. Now, Pip, for 3 points. If you could follow in Joe's tremendous lead of knowing what these deviant sexual acts are.
That's usually Tom's department. Sorry,
well,
Tom.
I guess wrong, but if you could tell us what the gobstopper is.
Well, first of all, I'm thinking it has to be gobstopper.
Sound it out.
Why are you saying it like Homer Simpson?
Well, first of all,
maybe she's a sexual
gobstopper.
Please, this is a to-do list for her.
Don't think I'm not writing down all the liquors. I'm writing down things.
Show's
going to
have more playbacks than ever, and it's all going to be Pip Helix.
Okay. I have to, pardon the pun, I have to think outside of the box.
Hello.
Tom says that this is a drink, too, and he's had this one.
Well, that's not what we're going with here, so suck it up, Tom.
Well, there's a ruling on the play.
Listen, there could be anything. It could be. It's not what we're going with here.
Okay. So I'm thinking
it's not what the judges were looking for.
A gobstopper.
Although I think he might be right, but I don't care. It's not from the list I got.
All right,
it's my toy. I'm playing with it.
All right, I'm thinking.
You're right.
My game, my rules.
You're right.
All right, I'm thinking this is something deviant. And
they're all deviant, you idiot. When have we ever done that and go, well, that sounds pleasant enough?
This is where you hold hands and look at the moon. No, it's only to do is get something splashed on you or in you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in her defense, the melon dive, nothing was splashed. Yeah.
Well, Ocean Cucumber has this right, because Tom says that the drink he's had was Midori, Wildberry Schnapps, and Hot Damn. And Ocean Cucumber says, damn, Tom, that sounds like a super chick drink.
I like Ocean Cucumber.
I do, too.
Right on.
Hey, Trucker Tom, champion of gay name that orgasm. Are you going to take that? All right, Pip, let's go.
All right. I'm thinking that this is something like shooting your load in somebody's butt so the gob gets stopped in there by, I don't know, your
her anus?
Your hand? I don't know.
Wait, hold on. So you're spitting or shooting your load?
Shooting your load.
Into an asshole.
Into an ass.
But somehow there's a hand that comes out from the other hand and says, no, stop.
No. Then the person.
no, stop. That's a guard there. No.
That's what
then
it says.
No.
Like shoving your fist up the butt
where come from.
The gob in there.
Oh, all right. So it's a shoot and a fist thing.
It's a gob stopper.
Well, this is going to get a black man killed. That sounds very violent.
Well, it's supposed to be deviant. I thought, how disgusting can we go?
It doesn't have
to be fucking
deviant.
Disgusting.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't have. Why? Would you have a more genteel one you'd like to go with instead?
No, I was thinking just like putting a dick in somebody's mouth because that would shut your gob.
So which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with the deviant one.
You're going to go with the deviant? Because they're not all disgusting.
Oh, okay.
I mean, listen.
I've played this game before.
It's an expression of love.
What, as in the gamer in real life.
Well, I think we know the answer.
I'm not telling. I'm not telling.
The gob stopper. Here you go, boys.
Okay, what is it?
Right. With two hands, you spread your tramp's anus open so you're on the right spot.
All
right. Then spit a big-ass loogie down the asshole, then close it back up, and you can give her a smack on the ass when you're done. See, now here's where you...
But what does that prove?
It was a loogie.
Yeah, you had the right idea, but the wrong liquid.
Gobbing.
So close, Pip Healing.
But I had the right receptacle.
You
can't get a half a point for...
No, there's a big difference between spitting and shooting a
load.
But
why would you do that?
So you could make a game. I don't know, Joe. Because you don't respect the person you're
with. I wouldn't spit
somebody's
asshole.
Why would you come on somebody's leg before you left? Idiots do
go to work
thing.
In the morning.
Well, maybe so did he.
But I wouldn't spit in her asshole.
Well, you didn't think of it. Now you might.
No, even if I did. No,
darling,
I
will never...
Well, I hope you new girls listen. And taking notes of what may or may not happen.
Darling, I will never spit in your asshole.
You know,
and
what?
If I do, I certainly won't smack you on the behind when I'm done.
If you guys do, you know, I hope you guys are the loves of each other's lives, mm-hmm. and you need to get married, and I hope to be there. I just pray to God that that is in your wedding vows. I'll always cherish you and never give you a gobstopper.
Oh, boy.
Nothing would make me happier. All right, so Joe, Pip got a point on that.
I did get a point. Mm. So Tom and Cucumber are still arguing about that drink.
Settle down, guys.
Davinston, thought-provoking news.
Fair and balanced, Joe.
Fair and balanced. Is it up somebody's asshole or is it an actual drink? You decide.
We report, you decide. This is the no spin zone, Joe.
Yeah.
Although I got to see what's coming up. There might be some spinning too. Who's to say?
Is it a drink or is it in the stink?
All right, we move on.
Okay.
We move on. I believe Joe goes first on this one. Am I correct?
Yay.
Joe, to you.
Yes, sir.
The Maple Peach Smash.
I will go with Boozy.
Well, you will go with Boozy. Mm-hmm. Very quick on that one.
Yeah.
Pip, Boozy or Floozy?
I'm Maple Peach Smash. I'm thinking that's Boozy.
You're thinking that's Boozy. So we got two Boozies.
Right.
We wait for Ocean Cucumber and Trucker Tom.
Yes, if they're not still fighting it out over what kind
let
of
drink. Let it go, kids.
Drink.
Let it go.
That is. Maple Peach Smash. If it's not a drink, it sounds like a good name for one.
It does. Sounds like a good name for a sexual act, too.
OC says Floozy.
OC says Floozy. All right. What's Trucker Tom doing? Going through his thesaurus?
Yeah, he says Boozy.
All right. So what do we have? We have three Boozies and one Floozy?
Yes, we do.
The Maple Peach Smash is indeed a Boozy.
Oh, all right.
So three of you get points.
Three drinkers.
So that I believe you, Joe, and Tom?
Yes.
All right. So now, this one, you guys all get to guess. This has one, two, three, four. This has four items in this.
Four ingredients.
Four ingredients, so a chance for four more points.
Okay.
Joe, since you went first on this one.
All right, I would say maple syrup, peach schnapps, seltzer, and, God, I'm kind of garnish, and a lime.
Okay. Why not? Like,
no, I'm laughing because I was...
No, you're writing down who guessed what, right?
I am.
Okay.
Ocean Cucumber just said, after tonight it'll be a sex act. I will invent it.
Yeah, because it does sound like you could smash a peach.
It sure does.
All right, Pip.
All right. I'm saying, I was saying with the maple syrup. I mean, what else would the maple part be? And then peach schnapps.
A dark woman.
Peach schnapps. And then I want to say vodka.
Okay.
And, I don't know. Gin. I don't know.
Okay. And Trucker Tom, we're waiting on you.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think the ingredients in your drink are? Hmm. And stop thinking about what Ocean Cucumber is going to be doing to some poor girl tonight.
We can't assume it's a girl.
Well, no.
You can see him in the truck going, what?
No, I'm thinking Ocean Cucumber likes the ladies. All right.
Can we get Tom's answers, please?
Yes, here we are. Right. He says vodka, peach schnapps, hot damn. I don't know what that is. And maple syrup. So this is very similar to mine, except he's got something called hot damn.
All right. Here's what's in here. All right.
Okay.
Two. You wrote everybody down, yes?
Yes.
2 ounces of Belvedere orange.
Okay.
Half an ounce of lemon juice. Joe was close. Lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
3/4 ounce peach puree and dash maple syrup. So we got the maple syrup, but nobody had peach puree. But I'll give you each a point for that.
Well, we all had peach schnapps.
But here's the thing.
But I don't know if it, you know what to. I don't.
No,
that's
different.
Not peach schnapps.
No,
it's not
no,
peach
no.
Schnapps.
Here's
it really
the thing.
Count.
It's just like juice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is a dash of creme de peach. I don't think that's peach schnapps.
It's not.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna kill my cause. That's not peach schnapps.
Yeah, it's all not. Right.
So you each got 2 points for that?
No, we got one for maple syrup.
Right, right. But you also for guessing correctly.
Yes.
Right. No. So that was a 2-pointer for you.
Wow. Okay.
So what's the total after 4?
Okay. Wait a second. Doing the adding?
Yeah.
Okay. So, wow. Joe has 5.
Well, Joe's big with the melon dive.
I got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Tom has 4. And Ocean Cucumber has 2.
All right.
So Joe won the game.
No, we're still going.
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, we got plenty more to do.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, Pip, you go first on this one, I believe, yes?
Okay, yes.
Lefty Special. Now Tom's going to go into all the many possibilities. Boozy or Floozy, Lefty Special.
How did you get, wait a minute, Tom is calling for a judgment. He says Belvedere. Did you say Belvedere was one of the
for
ingredients
which one?
In the maple peach thingy?
Belvedere orange.
Ah,
orange.
Because Belvedere is a vodka.
Yeah, but it's
but
orange.
It's orange
it's
vodka.
Orange.
So
yeah.
So no.
Okay.
No.
It's not straight. It's neither a schnapps
no.
either. So
yeah, okay.
No. Lefty Special.
And I think that's floozy.
You think that's floozy, do you? Joe?
That's floozy. That is a floozy.
That's a floozy if you ever heard it.
Yes.
OC and TT?
OC already says floozy.
OC already says floozy.
Yeah. He's on top of that one.
Very quick, everybody on floozy for that.
I know. We were just like, whee! Tom, we're waiting on you.
Let's go, Tom. We don't got all night.
I know. He's still butthurt about the Belvedere vodka.
Let it go,
no,
Tom.
I'm kidding.
Let it go,
boozy.
Tom. He's butthurt over other things, too. Be fine.
Okay, so we have 1 boozy and 3 floozies.
So Tom is going?
Tom is the only dissenting vote.
Tom is going. So why did you guys think that was floozy? Because you guys were very adamant in that.
Oh, because it sounds like when you jerk off with your left hand.
Yeah, it was pretty some kind of left-handed motion.
Okay. The Lefty Special is a boozy.
Whoa,
really?
So
Tom
gets that point.
Wow.
So, and let me see. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Tom.
What the
five
hell goes into that?
Five. Well, I'm going to read it in a few minutes. 5 ingredients. Tom is the only one who can get any bonus points on this. So, Tom, we await you, and we will play the music.
Some of these sound pretty good. I was really...
A Lefty Special sounds good either way. I'm a lefty.
Why you didn't know that?
I'm Ambie.
Oh.
So I was just wondering that the maple peach thing. Mm. I'm like, I have to write down the recipe a little better.
Yeah, it sounds like a tasty little drink, don't
it?
Yeah.
You go home, you tell Mr. Helix, listen, I want some maple peach smash.
Yeah.
You take care.
Wait, get off of me. I need a glass. Get off of me. No. Not there.
I think we're mixing up good though. We're fooling you guys this time.
I know. I'm not always good with this. I've got a dirty mind. I always think everything is some kind of perverted sex thing. Okay, Tom is in with his guesses.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Tom says vodka,
all right,
rum, orange juice, pineapple juice, and gin.
What was it again?
Vodka, rum, mm-hmm, orange juice, pineapple juice, and gin.
All right. Well, Tom, it is one part vodka.
Yay!
Two parts pineapple juice.
Whoa!
So he's got another point. Two parts orange juice.
That's another one.
Splash of cranberry juice, float of amaretto. But Tom got a 4 on that one.
Wow.
That was a 4-point question for Tom.
That was huge.
Well done, Tom. It's always nice. Good to hear that a trucker knows his booze as he's cruising the interstates of this blessed country.
Tom, we salute you.
Tom is not going to be fooled by a lefty special. No, not our trucker, Tom.
Not on his watch.
OC better pick it up or Tom's going to get another one of these wins here.
I know. Damn, this is a huge amount.
Are we ready?
Hmm. Yes, I think we are.
All right. Who goes? Joe goes first on this one?
Yeah, I think yes. So.
Joe, first down mule punch.
We only do that on Sunday in our house.
That's got to be floozy.
That's got to be floozy according to Joe Curry. Pip?
Okay, hold on a second. No, you know what? I think that's boozy.
You think that's boozy?
Yeah, because the punch.
Joe has other things for his play. Joe does not want you to think of punching only one way.
No.
Either drinking or beating a bitch.
You know what?
Set it down, Cosby.
I'm
standing. No, you see, in a mule punch, you see.
So Joe's on the board for floozy. Pip's on the board for boozy. What do we got in the chat?
OC is rubbing his hands together for floozy.
Okay.
And Tom says boozy.
Tom says boozy.
Yes.
Well, I often say WWTD.
What would Tom do?
What would Tom do? That, boys and girls, is boozy.
Tom and I rule.
All right. Now, you each get a point for that, for the first down mule punch.
And this is the hard one.
Yes. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ingredients in this.
Five ingredients.
So there are 5 points for this. Pip really needs to get some points here.
I do. I need to think of things that will punch. Okay. There's got to be some kind of, like, juices in here. I'm going to say pineapple juice.
All right.
Moose or mule?
First down, mule punch.
Mule.
Does it make a difference when animals get punched?
No, because sometimes that indicates what kind of booze they're using. Like,
okay.
If they're, like, you know, mule head rum or something. I don't know. Well, I'm going to say rum.
Okay.
Because punch usually has rum in it.
Okay.
So I have pineapple juice, rum. I'm going to say let's see. No. Bastards. What's that? A curacao?
Okay.
Curacao? I thought it was a country somewhere.
Yes. It is, too.
It's like turkey. It could be food or a country.
Gotcha.
Let's say vodka.
Okay. Is that it? Is that 4 or is that 5?
No, that's 4.
All right.
And... Midori, I don't know.
All right. Did we get Tom's?
Tom says, I couldn't tell you what's in it, but I'm guessing vodka is involved. Tom, that's the best.
I get vodka. Somehow vodka's involved.
Somehow vodka.
It's always vodka.
I don't know who it is, but somehow vodka's involved.
Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this mystery.
All right, we got vodka from Tom. What else we got?
Yeah. He does. That's all he said.
That's it? Really?
That's all he said.
Tom feels so comfortable with his game.
Well,
he doesn't even have
lead.
To kick in.
He's not even, like, kicking in.
Well, it kind of bamboozles you what the hell could be in there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Pink grapefruit vodka. So that's no good. It's
Oh, fuck.
Pink grapefruit vodka?
Vodka. Is there? Well,
I
they have
guess
it's made by Belvedere.
Okay.
Absinthe.
Absinthe?
Simple syrup.
Yeah.
Lime juice. Fever Tree ginger beer.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Like anyone would ever say, you know what? I'm going to guess Fever Tree ginger beer.
But that donkey punch thing, that punch must come from that absinthe.
That, oh, cool.
Yeah, that shit will knock
you. So what, you each got a point for guessing it correctly, no other points, correct?
Right.
All
right. Right. well, yeah, Tom, you guessed it was boozy anyway. But he's like, frankly, I guessed it was boozy anyway. But that's
settle down, Tom. We got this.
I know.
It's getting all upset.
I would not have been able to see now these flavored vodkas. No, those are tough.
But you know they're in the game.
I know, but they're tough.
Well, listen. Not everybody would get a melon dive, but Joe roasted the occasion and aptly described what that sexual act was.
He totally did. He totally did.
You got to rise to the occasion.
Sounds big.
I know there was an asshole involved. I was very excited.
Well, with us, there always is. Yeah. Anyway.
It's our show.
Yes. Are you ready, Pip?
Yes.
Boozy or floozy? Fire Island.
I'm going to say boozy.
Going to say boozy. Joe ponders, thinks back of all his teachings, thinks back what Nettie taught him when he was a young lad.
I'm going to go.
How old are you? You're 13? Here's what a Fire Island is.
Go make me one, boy.
He's out with that girl in Babylon doing a Fire Island.
don't forget the garnish this time.
He was in Babylon. He's closing up. Let's see. Oh, God. I'm going to go with Boozy.
Going to go with Boozy. Got two Boozies.
Yes, we're here.
OC.
Wait. Nope. Tom is saying floozy.
Tom is saying
floozy. Tom, that is only your first floozy guest of the whole night.
All right. Well, I guess we'll do the saber metrics like they do in baseball and figure out his average.
Yeah. And OC says floozy.
All right.
We are split.
OC and Trucker Tom are absolutely correct.
Oh, it's sexual.
The Fire Island is indeed floozy. Now, for 3 points for each one of you. If you could write in the den pen what you think the Fire Island is.
Oh, I know what it probably is.
I'm getting it.
You
want to
guess?
I have a tip.
I can guess.
Yeah, you can guess.
Gay sex.
Your favorite. He's got nothing to say. No, I thought you said you wouldn't share. No. So Joe thinks it's the obvious.
Well, I was thinking along the obvious reasons that you go to Fire Island, but there's got to be something about something heat involved to make it like kind of sick.
Interesting, because of the fire.
Yeah, I'm when somebody has like a gives you like a pink belly or something, you know, because like the friction. I'm thinking there's something fire, something bad is happening here. I don't want this to happen to me, whatever it is.
Have our ones who guessed correctly weighed in?
No, I think they're contemplating. Do they want to type this in public?
Will they be guessing? Because if not, I'll move on and we'll just give them their point.
Guys, are you going to be telling us? Okay.
Guys, are you going to be? Okay.
The votes are, we're God,
starting
to get
that
some
was funny.
From the 8th district.
Guys, can you please let it? Okay. God, funny.
It's a Christian chat room.
Okay.
almost.
These guys are sports. Let me tell you. Okay.
All right, who we got guessing first?
Trucker Tom. Two guys and a girl. One guy tit.
And a pizza place.
Yeah. One guy tit fucks the girl while the other guy pisses on her chest.
Wow.
Wow.
So you're actually going to get pee on both a penis and tits.
Yes. Yes.
It's quite the scenario Trucker Tom is creating.
They're very busy there.
Okay.
And then
OC?
OC says it's when you're banging two chicks and you rub their legs together to start a fire.
I don't even know how that would work.
I'm not really sure, but it sounds painful.
And if I was banging two chicks, I wouldn't be rubbing their legs to start a fire.
Well, you're a Boy Scout, after all. You want to get your merit badge and
that's
fire.
True.
Well, as Mr. Helix says, I want to be in the position where I'm having so much sex that I get bored with it and I start doing this kinky crap. It's like, yeah, you know?
I didn't know he weighed in on his thoughts of this.
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Okay. All right, shall I tell everybody?
Yes.
What the Fire Island is?
Yes, please.
This consists of telling someone you're going to spunk on their face while they're asleep, only half jokingly, and when they don't believe you, doing it just to prove that you're demented. Joe, you now have a name for your activities.
Well, it wasn't on the face, it was on the
No,
lap.
But I'm saying, spunking and leaving, except, you know, here you call your shot.
What the heck is happening to your phone?
Yell at yourself.
Tom says, Joe wouldn't be rubbing their legs together, only coming on their legs. Yes.
The Fire Island.
He'd be putting out the fire.
So it is one of Joe's favorite activities, coming on somebody while they're asleep, but now he has to call a shot like Babe Ruth. I'll be coming on this face later on. Oh, no, you won't. I'll sleep with one eye open, will ya?
I'll be coming on the face late at night.
When he comes.
I'll be coming on that lab late at night. I'll be coming
on the lab.
What's the dog got to do with this?
Lap.
I was like that poor doggy.
No, I'm not coming on a lab. The lap. The lap.
And I'll get the retriever. Stuff. I'll be coming on that lap.
Leave the schnauzer alone, you creep.
Got some on the tail that won't wag off.
Whose spunk is this?
Yeah. It's funny. That's funny. Whose sticky tail is this?
All right, so they both got a point for guessing floozy correctly.
They did.
All right. We move on. Joe?
Yes?
The Hindenburg.
That's going to be boozy.
You're going boozy on that.
Yeah.
A very confident Joe Curry goes boozy on the Hindenburg. Pip Helix.
I'm saying floozy.
Are you a confident floozy?
I am a confident floozy, but I'm not so confident about this gas.
Noted. TT and OC, we await. Boozy or floozy? The Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg. Boozy for OC.
Boozy for OC.
Tom's still envisioning Joe putting out the fire on the girls.
Joe's a hero.
That's
a,
but it just didn't sound like anything like the act.
I don't know how you.
You know what?
Do
I'll call
that.
The guy up and ask him what the logic behind it is.
There you go. Then.
I'll say you have a protest.
Ah, Tom says boozy.
Tom says boozy. So you're the only one who said floozy.
I am.
Well, you know what, Pipilix, you're right.
I am.
You are.
I'll be damned.
Now, just for you, Pipilix.
Yeah.
To pick up 3 points, which you could use in the worst way.
I could.
Would you like to tell us what the Hindenburg is?
Well, see, now, I'm thinking large.
You're always thinking big.
Yeah, I know. and then I'm also thinking that the thing crashed, so it's about going down.
You know, these should be SAT questions, the way you reason these out.
Well, you know, I'm thinking there's got to be some reasoning.
Common core.
This is common core math.
It certainly is.
I'm thinking this means going down on a really huge dick.
Going down on a really huge dick.
Yeah.
Okay. The Hindenburg is when some slut who is so bad at oral sex, you're forced to cry, "Oh, the humanity!" as her teeth scrape across your mantle.
Oh!
A bad blowjob. We've all been there.
Oh,
the humanity. But I liked your logic.
Thank you. Well, now, can I get, like, a point for going down?
No.
No.
I always get a point, at least a point for going down.
No, because you scrape the teeth. You get nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
So give yourself the 1 point.
Wait. Tom wants a guess. He says, is that when the girl is getting fucked in the ass and she liquid shits all over the guy? Oh, my God.
You'd yell over humanity at that.
The humanity, yes.
You know what, Tom? You got to stop hanging out at pilot rest areas. I don't.
Where that's usually commonplace.
I mean, he's like pretty, well, pilot, they do have showers, so we can try
that's
this.
That's not disgusting. That's Wednesday's activities.
It's noted on the activity board.
I'll have a couple hours till I got to deliver a load, so I might as well deliver a load.
Oh, terrible.
All right. Joe, to you. Boozy or floozy? Kiss goodnight.
That would be boozy.
That would be boozy. Joe Curry says boozy. Pip?
I'm going to say boozy.
You're going to say boozy. OC and TT, we wait.
Yes.
It's a shame the other Anons didn't want to play.
I know.
Could have won fabulous prizes.
Yeah, they're shy.
Well, at least they're there, right?
Fabulous prizes.
Yes, they're terrified by what the other people are guessing. That's
I'm the sure
problem.
They are.
Ah, they both went boozy.
So we got boozies all around.
Mm. We do.
It is indeed boozy.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
for everybody,
there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ingredients in the Kiss Goodnight cocktail. Joe?
Let's see. I would say grenadine, schnapps.
No, I mean, what type of schnapps? I'll tell you.
Peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate kiss.
Like an actual kiss?
Yeah, chocolate kiss.
Like for garnish or something?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Vodka.
Okay.
Let's see.
What's he got? One more?
Yeah.
And Bailey's.
Bailey's Irish Cream. Pip, you're up.
Okay.
What do you think is in a Kiss Goodnight? You can turn over your paper if you need more room.
I know. I do. I need room for my mouth.
That's a little whale tail you got.
She's showing her work.
I don't know why. I was thinking something chocolate, but I'm thinking there's got to be some kind of chocolate liqueur.
Chocolate liqueur.
So I want chocolate liqueur and Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say some kind of vanilla vodka.
Okay. Flavored vodka.
Mm. I've learned.
No, you have learned. You adapt. You're a good little rat. You might get out of this maze.
Let's see. Then we want... I'm going to say cream de cocoa.
Cream de cocoa. That's what iced tea calls it.
I got that. Yeah.
And,
funny.
And creamed her menth.
Creamed her menth. And that's when she cleans up.
Okay, the boys have been busy. Wow, the boys have been busy with their guesses in the chat, too.
Whoever went first, give us what they guessed.
Okay, ocean cucumber.
All right.
Everclear.
Okay.
Ooh. That'll knock you out.
Oh, that's what he's open for. Yeah.
Creep. Peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint schnapps.
Goldschlager.
Ooh.
And triple sec.
Triple sec. Is that five?
That's only four.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because he had too much Everclear. Couldn't guess. Couldn't count. Oh, wait. No. And grenadine. He comes
grenadine.
In later.
All okay. right. Tom?
Tom says rum.
Okay.
Vodka.
Okay.
7-Up. Cranberry juice. And Kahlua.
All right. So you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
First ingredients, a splash of dark rum. Should we give that to Tom?
Yeah. It's a kind of rum, so yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's lots of types of rum.
Well, rum. Just, it's a rum. It's
so we'll
rum.
Give Tom one for that.
Okay.
Sour raspberry pucker.
Don't look at
me. Oh.
I try not to. 1.5 ounces of strawberry vodka. Nobody got that.
Oh, damn.
Fill with 1/2 of 7-Up. Tom got 7-Up. And fill 1/2 with cranberry juice.
Oh, he got cranberry juice.
Yeah, Tom knew that one.
And,
So he was the only one who scored extra points.
Holy crap, he got 3 extra points.
So that was a 4. So Tom extended his lead to 3 points by that, because he got 4 total. Everybody got 1 on that.
Oh, man, he's killing us.
He always is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we got 2 more kids.
Okay.
We got 2 more. All right, Pip.
Yeah.
To you.
Okay.
Boozy or floozy? Stranger on the Rocks. Much like Joe's relationship. Not the one of you who's listening.
Hilarious. Oh my god. Oh god,
she
you're
heard
so
that. She probably,
you're so brutal.
She probably spent to a cup too. Yeah. Activities you hope she needs at a later time.
Stranger on the Rocks. I think that I'm going to say floozy.
You're going floozy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going boozy.
Going boozy.
All right.
TTOC? OC really needs a point.
Oh, they're ready.
Of course they are.
Tom says boozy. And he wants to change his vote.
He can change it.
He wants to say floozy.
Unless he's Googling like a creep for some reason.
No.
Yeah, no Googling, man.
He doesn't.
Can't even spell Google.
stop that. No, he and OC both went floozy. So Joe's the only boozy.
Joe is the only boozy. Mm. That was a floozy.
Oh, see, his instincts were correct.
Yes.
His instincts were...
He's using his animal senses.
Yeah, he's following his instincts.
He is. Tom says, I go boozy too much. That sounds like a personal problem.
All right, Pip.
Yes.
What do you think? What type of floozy is this?
A Stranger on the Rocks?
Yes.
Stranger on the Rocks. Extending glasses.
Exchanging fluids.
Stranger on the Rocks. We're a musical.
Yeah. Your balls are fluid.
Stranger on the Rocks. I'm thinking that... I don't know. It's sex with a stranger, obviously.
Because everything is obvious in this game.
And what are the rocks?
Balls!
I'm thinking balls.
Of course you are. Yeah. Always on your mind.
Oh, my gosh. Balls! I think balls.
So wait. So what? It's stranger ball. What is this?
So
what's your guess?
Stranger.
Put it together
on the rocks. Okay.
Get thoughts. Perverted as they are.
Work it out. Show your work.
I think it's putting balls on the face of a stranger.
You can't argue with that. I mean, it just sounds like a good time no matter who you are. So Pip says Stranger on the Rocks is putting balls on the face of a stranger. Her mouth is wide open, so she's a willing stranger. Our favorite type of stranger.
No, it's because OC and Tom have already weighed in. I'm reading it.
All right, so Tom has weighed in. What does Tom say?
Gang.
Tom.
Kids.
Tom says, keep it simple. Jerk it off with the other hand after sticking it in ice water.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. But Tom has his reasonings, I guess.
I guess.
That would be 3 points if he's right. What's OC say?
It's when you meet someone for anonymous sex, but bash their skull in with a rock and proceed to jack off in their shoe.
I think we're going to need to trace OC's IP address. I think we might need to call the authorities.
But not for nothing. After all of that, just and jack off in their shoe. That seals the deal. For some reason, after violence and killing, trying to kill somebody, and say, and jack off in their shoe, that'll show them.
That's the period at the end of that sentence.
It would be rude. Yes. Huh? You bash somebody in the skull. The least you could do is jack off in
yeah.
their shoes.
And but then, like you see, they regain consciousness. I got to get to a hospital. He put their shoe on. He's coming in.
But that doesn't seem smart. That seems very stupid. If you're going to commit an act of violence, to leave that much DNA around.
But the funny thing is...
smart. It's like my calling card.
Like you caught them. Like you,
what is he, a Batman criminal?
But you, the funny thing is the way you say it. Like you're gonna give advice. Like you caught the guy in an alleyway with the brick, and he's about to jerk off on his shoe. Why would you do that? What do you think?
And he would have gotten away from it too if it wasn't for those jacking kids. Yeah.
What do you think? It's a bad idea? No, I wouldn't jerk. Well, thank you, stranger. I'll just run off now.
He is a Batman villain. He's the jerk off penguin.
Now whose shoe is he jerk off into?
The guy that you just bashed the head in.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to jerk off in your own shoe. It might make it slippery to get away.
That's kind of stupid. Yeah, why would you do that?
Tom says, because the rational thing to do after committing assault is leave some DNA at the scene.
That should be in Tom on the same page.
I know you
that.
Are. No. Yeah, I know you are.
Always scary.
OC is thinking about, what am I going to do in a couple hours? I know.
Come here, stranger.
No, I know.
I happen to have a hard-on, and you happen a lovely set of pumps.
And you've got you've got
to be in an alley.
I've got a hard-on. You've got a size 6 pump. It's love.
Those aren't fuck me pumps, those smash you pumps.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, do you want to know what Stranger on the Rocks is?
I'm afraid it's OC's guess.
Numbing your hand by sticking it in a bucket of ice and then jerking off.
No.
Spanking, not stirred.
No.
Said
Tom is right.
He is dead on.
Either you're a fucking creep, dude, or you're Googling this shit.
I don't think there's an either about it. I mean, we've known him for quite some time.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. Yeah, he's a creep. Yeah.
We met him. He's a creep. He's
How many creepy points did he get for knowing that?
He got the one for getting it right.
Yes, he did.
And three for nailing it on the head, so to speak.
Oh, my God. Tom.
Now, this is obviously something he's used before, like a phrase he's used before.
It must be something that he knew from someplace, but oh, my God. OC says, I seem less creepy now.
No.
No.
Still creepy, just uninformed.
Creepy in a completely different way.
The final one. The final one. Oh, Lord. I believe Pip goes first on this one, right?
Okay, I think so.
Undertaker's tombstone.
Ooh.
Boozy or floozy?
I think floozy.
You think floozy. Joe?
I'm going with floozy.
You're going with floozy. You always do. OC and TT? So we got two boozies, right?
Yeah, Tom goes with boozy.
Tom goes with boozy.
And OC says boozy.
OC says boozy. Everybody said boozy on that one.
No, I said floozy.
I said floozy.
Joe said floozy.
Yeah, it was split.
Why did you think it was floozy?
It just seems something that's more of an act than a drink.
Well, after listening to OC, it most certainly does.
Yeah.
I'm not going drinking with you ever, OC.
And Pip, why did you say boozy?
Same thing. I was trying to picture what it was, and I didn't quite get a picture, but it seemed more like an action than a drink.
So you're changing. So you originally said it's boozy.
No. I know. I said floozy.
Is it boozy or floozy? Are you saying boozy or floozy?
Floozy.
It's floozy. All right, it's floozy.
It's floozy because originally you said...
I said floozy.
Originally, so you both said floozy.
I said floozy as well.
And they both said boozy.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what you got. The fellas got boozy and we've got floozy.
We got the floozy.
It is boozy.
Ooh.
Really?
I wouldn't lie.
Wow.
I'm just
not with so much at stake.
I'm just saying it's fascinating.
All right, now OC really needs this. Now... They each get a point for getting that. Two, three, four, five, six.
Six
ingredients at stake in the last one here. OC really needs to run the table. I don't know what the score is, but I know Tom's been piling on, especially with his last jerking off technique. Expertise.
Expertise.
A lot of time in the loan in a cold
Tom
cab.
The trucker, master baiter.
Yes, he is.
So now, how many has you said? Seven?
Six.
Six ingredients. And what's it called again, please?
Undertaker's tombstone.
Undertaker.
Look at her like it's a recipe book.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Well, OC's going based on the last few drinks, comma. I guess they're thinking a lot about this one.
Sure. Well, you got to take it seriously.
Well, and also because when you have six different ingredients, it's tough to put all that. Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Tom is ready to die with his ingredients.
Okay. After some of the things he said, I'm sure some people are ready to kill him.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All that in one drink, that would kill somebody.
Are we done?
Undertaker. No, we're waiting for OC to kick in with some ingredients.
Go, OC.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, we're ready.
We are ready.
Yes, we are.
All right, so give me Tom's first, since Tom weighed in first.
Tom says Jaeger, Jack, Jim, Johnny Red, Johnny Black, and Jose.
Okay.
All right.
And what's OC say?
OC says super gay flavored vodka.
That's kind of general.
College.
It's not in general. Like, you're gonna find it any store. This is generic. Super gay. General.
Wait.
Ask for it by Swish.
Swish.
College chick puckers.
Well, look at OC looking down upon everybody.
I know.
Don't you have a skull to smash, Mister?
Cranberry juice. Come in.
Cranberry juice.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
And tequila.
And tequila. All right. Are you guys
super
ready?
Super gay flavored vodka.
You guys ready?
Yes.
A third of ounce of Everclear spirits.
Oof.
Oh, see, Everclear.
A third an ounce of Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Oh.
Wait, did he said Jack.
Tom had Jack.
Tom had Jack.
A third of an ounce of Jägermeister.
Ooh, Tom had Jaeger.
Third ounce Jim Beam bourbon. Oh,
did he say Jim?
Yep. He said that. Third ounce vodka. Not gay vodka, just regular vodka.
Oh, so OC doesn't even get that because it's just plain old, not super gay. No. No. OC said Grey Goose, which is vodka.
Yeah, that's true.
That's plain vodka. So
that's true.
So OC gets one.
Yeah, we'll give OC a point on that. And Yukon Jack liqueur.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't know what that is.
I drank it. It's very thickly.
Of course you have.
Yes. let me tell you something. Now, of course you have. But listen to
but you did.
Hear me out. Listening to the ingredients of this drink and scare the shit out of me. I don't know if I mean, this is like.
I know.
The Undertaker's tombstone. It's not supposed to be pleasant.
No.
I don't know what OC's thinking with, like, frou-frou shit in there.
No, but he started with based on the last few drinks.
I mean,
but
there's
you know
some.
What, this sounds his sounds like a tea party compared
this
to.
This is like the heavy duty of heavy duty.
Oh my
all
God.
This is a man's drink.
This is
when you need to smash a college girl's skull and come in her shoe.
I would.
You ply her with the Undertaker's tombstone.
This is a dead man's drink.
I'm a party animal, but I'd be scared shitless to drink that.
No, no.
All right, Pip,
there's a lot of fucking evil in that drink.
We need you to weigh in all the point totals.
Okay, I'm going to be doing some math, so play some music. Well, although, I think that...
I think Tom won.
Yeah. It's a fait accompli. Tom won.
Tom won.
By a mile, because he's just like...
Yeah, but...
He's a creep and an alcoholic.
But we got to be official about it. OC made a valiant effort, but, you know, it's hard to go into the chat room against Trucker Tom.
Yes. It is. It really
He's
is.
Got a lot of time and a lot of deviance on his mind. We're the nice show that he listens to, so take that for what
and
it's worth.
And what's the name of that? Undertaker's...
Undertaker's Tombstone.
I couldn't imagine drinking that.
I could imagine you drinking that.
That's too much heavy.
All right, we should actually like go to when we're out on the road. We should actually order some of these drinks.
Let me tell you something. Some of the bars. I remember when we went to this. When we were working in Harrisburg. We go into the bar in Harrisburg, and I go up. I get a shot of Jack Daniels and two of Coors Lights, and the guy goes, "It's $11." I go, $11? That's great.
Yeah.
So I come back and I go, "We're staying." Well, I was going to go back to the area. Really, $11 for these drinks? We're going to be partying all night.
There's a liver that's feeling good about itself. We'll change that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, now this is... All right, here are the results.
That's what we're waiting for.
Joe and I are tied at 6.
That's all right, you get nothing.
I know.
OC, and want me to do show trivia with you kids?
OC, new guy, gets 7.
Nice, OC.
Tom wipes us all off the board with 22.
22.
Damn! I know.
And you know what? You know, Tom was very good on both the boozy and the floozy side of it.
I know.
Was a prize? What do you get the man that's got everything?
I know. And everything we could possibly give away.
Tom, for you, because you have the CD. We don't have that Rotgut CD, right, Joe?
No.
All right. We gonna get that soon?
I gotta get Joe to answer me.
So for Tom, for you, we will give you the my T-shirt, which I only have a few of these left. The I Support Pissed Police Ignoring Speeding Tickets T-shirt. it's blue and it's got the police badge. And I know Tom has his reasons for being very pro police.
Yes.
So I think the people in his life will appreciate that. So Tom, just message me and I will get that out to you. Congratulations, Trucker Tom.
Yay.
Good job, OC.
Yay. Very good yes, job. Very good job.
Yeah, so let's regroup here. We'll come back in a few minutes. We'll do some scammer stuff. I'm just trying to find the songs I want to play. Where are they, assholes? Stupid musicians hiding from me. You know who I am. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.